Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if you are a bull, I don't know that the WASDE and crop production reports brought you any positive information, at least not for the near term.
No, it certainly would be there's nothing there for the bull to grab a hold of, unless maybe you may want to look at the fact they dropped corn yields a little bit due to the late planting. It's assumed anyhow in the trade, but no, it's carryouts are higher than expected, higher than the average guesses. Not a lot in some cases, quite a bit in other cases. So, I mean, I think what the USDA really told us is, hey, prices got up here pretty high. We think it's cut exports back. We're going to drop yields for this coming year, but it's offset by the export drop.
So does that mean that the July-December corn spread becomes in trouble again today?
I think so. I think it's definitely a bear spreading day here. Looks to me like you're, at least some of the calls I've heard early is 20 or more down in the old crop and maybe 10 to 15 lower in the new crop corn. So I think, I mean, it's hard to tell because we did wipe a lot of the funds out here in the last couple of weeks, you know, liquidated them. It just depends on what they want to grab a hold of, but that's what I would expect.
And if corn is to hold in or even rally, will it need the help of wheat at this point?
Yeah, and really the wheat wasn't terribly bearish, I didn't think. It's called weaker along with the others. And there's some, you know, some surprise, I think, somewhat that, you know, the wheat wasn't maybe a little bit lower carryout numbers than they had. But the other thing, too, Dave, I think that's important here is we've got crude oil down a couple bucks now. We've got gold down $9 or $10 and the dollar's higher. So I think those things, along with the decent weather forecast, allows the market to probably go weaker here. May get bought. You never know when we get down here, at least close to last week's lows.
There's a couple of things that have me scratching my head. One of them is that 11 bean carryover is less than 10. I don't understand that.
Well, I guess it's one of those things that on May 11th you can pretty much put what you want in there. But really what they basically did, it looked to me like, and I haven't had a chance to digest it in a lot of detail, is they dropped the exports on this year and didn't really next year. Pretty much left the exports up there where they were expected to be.
All right. Why don't we get a second or two about the livestock before we let you go?
I would just call livestock steady to a little better today. And like I say, corn, soybeans down 10 to 20.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois.